And what are your expectations?
Well, I don't really know. You know, I hadn't talked to the coaches yet about how much playing or anything like that. But, you know, typically the fourth game, you know, starters don't play as much. And, you know, so I assume I'll get, you know, get some good playing time. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Yeah.
Yeah. As a guy, though, who hasn't gotten a lot of time, what's the kind of mental approach, given that, you know, you're going to be judged off this one game, you know, when you're not even really game planning and guys are flying around? How do you handle that mentally?
Well, I think, you know, for one, you're just I get to get in and play again, you know, and I think just any time you get to just go out there and play the game, it's exciting. You know, we're playing in Questville, and the atmosphere is going to be unbelievable. It's a shot to go out there and just, especially go out there and show that I can run this offense. You know, this year it's slowed down a lot. You know, I feel a lot more comfortable in the offense, a lot more than last year. And, you know, I got to play a little bit of Dallas game and put together, you know, a little 2-minute drive and things like that and play just for a minute in San Diego. You know, but really look forward to this week getting hopefully put some good drives together.
Your grasp of the offense right now, let's say 10 is where Matt is and 0 is where you were as a rookie when you first came in. Where are you at now?
Yeah, I'm probably, I'd say 5 or so. You know, I think there's always so much to learn, and even Matt's still learning, you know, and you come on and, you know, he knows all the ins and outs. He knows what everybody's doing, the lineman, the block, and of course right now I know enough to get out there and play. I know the protections, I know where the reads, where I'm supposed to go and all that stuff. But, you know, he's been around the offense for, you know, 8 or 9 years.
Who on the team are you close to and has maybe helped you kind of through?
Well, Matt's definitely helped me. You know, Matt's been, he's always been one. If I ever had a question, you know, he would always sit, you know, take time to help out. Coach Zorn would always help out. Really, all the quarterbacks. Mm-hmm. Seneca, Travis, stay with Travis, DeBron. We all try to help each other out.
Coach Zorn said that he wants to make it clear to you that you need to study, you know, just be studious with film and books. How overwhelming was it at first to see this offense?
It's especially being the third guy, it's tough because you're going out there, you're not necessarily getting the physical reps, but you gotta make it happen when, you know, if you were just to get called on, you know, because that's the situation I'm in. So you really got to study extra hard because it's not just memorizing, you know, just these plays. You got to actually go through the mental process like you're in a game. So you actually have to do more studying because you're not actually out there running plays. It's you don't really have the stronger foundation as Matt does, where he would say, "Oh yeah, I remember that ball I threw on Thursday." You know, I have a little bit better feel for the play.
Right. Thanks.